Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Monday, January 24. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Today, our neglected supply chain, just ahead. Well, like a defeated football team, the Biden administration stumbles from event to event, already defeated. You see this most especially in their dealing with the so-called supply chain, the economic issue that is destined to have the most impact on each of our lives as the year 2022 unfolds. Virtually everything we do, and our entire lifestyle, is affected by the supply chain, from retail goods from China to the place of import energy and now agricultural goods from Mexico and Canada. All are in disarray and destined to become even more chaotic. The most vivid and longest lasting of the supply chain chaos has been the troubles out in the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach in California. These combined ports have become the largest in the nation and the central hub for the Chinese goods and products that enter the United States. This has been an ongoing problem for literally months now, and yet even till today, no substantial progress has been made in returning the ports to their normal operations. President Biden appointed Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to spearhead the effort to set the ports back on their feet. But typical of this administration, absolutely nothing has been done. Secretary Pete first claimed that because he and his partner were adopting a child, he would need to take 60 days maternity leave, abandoning his post at just the time he was needed the most. It was negligence, pure and simple. But the 2 months vacation did seem to be long enough for the administration and the mainstream media to forget about California ports. Just move along seems to be their mantra. Today, there has only been a marginal improvement at the ports at best, and this number one supply chain issue remains, with no effort by the president or his administration to address the issue. Negligence. Now, the second major issue with the supply chain began in China nearly 8 weeks ago. Our major trading partner announced that they were going to shut down operations in two of their major ports in an effort to stem the spread of the new form of COVID. This is bound to have a major impact on our country. No matter what you think of China, our trade with them is vital for a fully functioning American economy. In addition to all the retail goods we're familiar with, China also supplies many of those technological devices, to say nothing of the machinery and components used in our industry, all of which help businesses in the U.S. operate. And perhaps most worrisome of all, China supplies many of our pharmaceutical drugs and medications needed now more than ever. In short, China is our most important trade partner, and for China to simply walk away, closing off all of those much-needed goods, is a crime. And yet we've heard absolutely nothing from this president. I would think that at the very least an envoy, an attempt to negotiate with the Chinese, would have begun by now. But no, it's crickets from Washington. Now, by my reckoning, it'll be another week or two before we feel the full impact of these closings of the Chinese ports, but it's coming. The second great supply chain disaster is now headed our way, and it's simply ignored, neglected again. Finally, the last major supply chain calamity began on this past Saturday when the administration, of their own accord, began restricting truck traffic from both Canada and Mexico. In the middle of a burgeoning economic crisis, with the supply chain issues around the world, President Biden has elected to make things even worse. It's breathtaking. Why would he choose to do this? It's inexplicable, and it appears malicious. Knowing that the vaccine is unpopular among certain populations, and especially among truck drivers who sit alone all day in their cabs, Biden has elected to issue a vaccine mandate for all foreign drivers entering this country. I note that the Supreme Court has recently struck down another Biden vaccine mandate. Now, it's easy to predict the massive bottleneck coming to both our northern and southern borders as truckers from Canada and Mexico refuse to comply. It will only take a few such truckers to completely slow down north-south supply chain for the U.S. So there you have it, three ways in which our supply chain is destined to get even worse. A transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg by name, who refuses to address his responsibilities. A trading partner, China, who has shut off large sections of their exports to the U.S. And now a brand new mandate, which promises to severely restrict truck traffic coming in from Canada and Mexico. Put it all together, and you can see why I believe our supply chain issues are bound to get much, much worse. Now, as we say, the big economic news that broke this weekend is the imposition by the Biden administration of a vaccine mandate for all truckers entering the U.S. This is guaranteed to slow the supply chain even more and make goods entering from Canada and Mexico even more difficult to obtain. Look for this new obstruction to begin biting the economy within the next 2 weeks. In other economic news this morning, Marquette will give us an early flash estimate to the Purchasing Managers Index for January. It's expected to be solidly positive. In earnings today, the lead company will be IBM, along with Halliburton and insurance broker Brown & Brown. And that's the value side for this Monday, January 24. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit ValueSide.com. I'm David Revell. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.